This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Oh, we're on right now?
Hey!
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 Facebook.
Hey!
How are you? How many viewers? Zero.
11 billion.
All right, let me know when we have one, and then we'll start talking.
Right. It's got to be one.
Nothing?
At least Phil.
Really?
Well.
I see it. We got one.
Okay. I hear All right.
Megan, you're sleeping over there. All right, so we have one now?
Two.
All right, they're starting to come in.
They multiplied.
So we could start now because we have two.
Thank you,
number one, and thank you, number two.
Number two.
It's the Chaz and AJ Week in Review Facebook Live thingy.
Yes.
Chaz, that's AJ.
How you doing?
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
Web Megan is handling the camera there. How many do we have now? 13.
Wow.
Right, we're getting up there.
Look at that.
Look who's on the phone. It's Henry Winkler. Good morning, Henry.
How are you?
Excellent.
Hey.
It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Can I be number 14?
Yes. You're number 14.
You are number 14. Actually, number one in my book.
Hey.
The Fonz is always number one in my book.
Yeah. You know, I used to say that.
You did?
Yeah. I used to go, hey.
Hey, of course, yeah.
That was your signature. And then I added, after a while, I added one word. Whoa.
Right. Hey, Shortcake, whoa.
Yeah, hey, get over here.
So I got to get the plugs in or Mitch, King of the Nerds, will go bananas.
Yeah, A at us.
Henry the Fonz Winkler come into Terrific Con, Connecticut's number one Comic Con at Mohegan Sun Expo Center on Friday, August 17th through Sunday, August 19th. So it's a week from right now.
Right.
Okay. That's right. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have my children's books with me.
No one cares.
I'm going to have my book of photography when I was fly fishing for trout.
Well,
I'm picturing you in happy days stuff. Happy days.
I'm picturing you in a leather jacket fly fishing.
You know what? I wore a leather jacket water skiing. Wait, why not fly fishing?
Exactly. Yeah, on the beach.
Wait, you have the leather jacket on, you're fly fishing, and then you pull a shark out.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Right.
I'm the only actor in the world that has jumped the shark twice.
Exactly. Right,
that's once
right.
on Happy Days,
right.
and once on Arrested Development.
That right. was funny.
You made a reference to it. Yep.
Yeah.
I have a picture of me on water skis, and I happen to have great legs.
Yep. Although you're wearing boots, with the short jacket. Yeah, boots. Yeah,
you're wearing boots on the skis.
It looks like he forgot his pants.
I was not wearing boots, but I'm a guest, and I would not,
Well, no. When you were walking on the beach, you had boots on.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Ah. Thank you.
I do not like sand between my toes.
No.
The Fonz don't like sand between his toes.
You know why?
Whoa.
You know why?
Why?
It chafes.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, the Fonz knows chafing, yes.
That's also why I don't sit down on the sand, because it chafes.
Exactly.
Can we run through the Happy Days thing? Did you think you had it when you auditioned, or were they leaning towards someone else?
No. I had just landed in Hollywood for the very first time. I auditioned for the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Really?
I got that. I got five lines. And then, a week later, I went to Paramount Studios, and I auditioned with 250 other guys. And then I left, and I had no idea.
And at that time, all right, so Gary Marshall was hot, right? So
Gary Marshall was beginning to be hot, but he had a great reputation.
Yeah.
And then, why am I not thinking of his name right now? Opie.
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, yes.
I don't know why.
You know why? Because he's lost his hair. It's hard to remember his name.
Right. Now he's more like Opie.
That's it.
Yeah.
But Ron Howard was involved at the time, right? So you knew
Ron Howard, they were on a segment of a American something.
Love American Style.
American Style.
Yes.
I love American Style. And there was an episode which was kind of the family.
Right.
They replaced the father, and they added me. And all of a sudden, we had a show for 10 years that was number one.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Good run.
But I thought American Graffiti came first.
It did.
That's right. 73, yeah.
That brought...
But ABC did not want to have the Fonz character wear leather because I would be associated with crime.
Yeah. You had a windbreaker.
So I wore a golf jacket.
Yeah.
That was really difficult to be cool in.
I just remember being a kid not knowing anything, but thought, why would Ron Howard go from being in this smash movie to going back to television.
Right, right.
Like, everyone wants to do the other thing. He was on the Andy Griffith Show. He gets this big movie.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you keep doing movies?
Yeah, right. The momentum.
And then he goes back on TV. I thought that was
and
weird.
And now, now your question has been answered. It was one of the biggest TV shows in the
history.
Right.
Yes.
But when Fonz wore that golf jacket, he had the collar up, so he was still cool.
No, but the first season...
Well, it was really hard to keep that collar up on a cloth jacket.
Yeah.
First season didn't have the leather jacket. He had the cloth jacket.
Right.
That's right.
And
exactly.
I read somewhere...
ABC wouldn't let me wear leather.
It was like a light blue jacket.
But the show becomes a hit. Then I heard that that leather jacket you wore was your leather jacket.
That jacket was not my jacket. That jacket, the first jacket, was stolen from the costume department at Paramount, and then they made me five leather jackets, which they put in a safe.
Right.
And then I took the jacket in 1980 and delivered it to the Smithsonian Institution in Washington.
Where it should sit, along with the On the Family chair, Archie Bunker's chair.
That's right. And when it was displayed, it was right next to Michael Jackson's glove.
Nice.
Are you serious?
The whole wardrobe going on here.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, I think the Fonz is serious.
You think I would come on your radio show and tell you a fib?
Now, which came...
The Fonz doesn't lie.
No.
Whoa, no.
Whoa. Now, which came first? Did Lords of Flatbush come before Fonz?
I want to say the chicken came first.
The chicken came first. Okay. But did Lords of Flatbush come before Happy Days? I forget.
Yes.
Okay.
I shot it in New York for a year because they kept running out of money. I made $2,000 for a year's work.
That was that a lot of money?
That was not a lot of money.
No, it still sucks.
It still sucks. For a year, it's very hard to live on $2,000 in 365 days.
Right.
But anyway, I got on a plane when the day after we finished shooting, September 18th, 1973, I flew to California. I had enough money for 1 month.
Just
to see what it was going to be like.
Yeah, test it out.
2 weeks into my stay, I got Happy Days.
Nice.
You're living, you lived everyone's dream.
Yeah.
So many people
fly
out there.
I never am not appreciative of that fact.
Yeah.
That I was lucky enough to have this extraordinary adventure.
Yeah. And you know what? Happy Days spawned a lot of the careers out there also. I still remember the episode where Tom Hanks was a kid you bullied, I guess, back in the day. And now he wanted revenge against the Fonz. And he shows up and it's like this crazy karate guy.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's like trying to take out the Fonz. And like the one scene that cracks me up is when he goes like doing a karate kick at you, like goes flying at you. And you move out of the way. He just goes blasting through the doors leading to the back room of Arnold's. And it's your crashing sounds. It's awesome.
That is the Fonz. And then also remember, I had the pleasure, the honor of being one of the first actors to work with Robin Williams.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he played Mork from Mork.
Yep.
So that was the whole Star Wars thing, right? Gary Marshall wanted to top in.
Scotty Marshall, who was like 8 at the time,
yeah,
said, "Dad, it would be really funny if you had an alien come against the Fonz." And Robin Williams came on the set, and I knew I was in the presence of greatness.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, and that was the one time you saw the Fonz lose his cool for a second.
Yeah.
Because what happens is Richie goes and tells Fonzie in the bathroom that there's an alien guy coming after him. So Fonz's like, "I'll take care of this." And he walks out. And meanwhile, Mork like made everybody like suddenly like freeze in animation.
Right.
And
he comes
and goes, "Whoa!" Runs right back into the bathroom and then he catches his cool back. Okay, I'm cool. I'm cool.
But the Fonz lost his cool. My entire job that week was not to break up, not to laugh, and just get out of this young kid's way because he was special.
Yeah, like everybody knew, right?
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
With a lot of his lines, improv, you think?
I know it.
It was.
Our script was like, say, 45 pages long, a half an hour comedy in television at that time. His script, when he got his own show, was 30 pages long, because most of the time they said, "Robin will do something here."
Right.
And they
just
had
let him
an
go
extra
like
camera.
Yeah.
Gary Marshall set up an extra camera to follow Robin Williams only, because he was so unpredictable that they didn't want to miss anything he did. He had his own camera. It was amazing. He was an amazing phenomenon.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
That is a brain boy, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Let's go to Facebook.
He's sorely missed.
Wow. Yeah. Let me, before we go to Facebook Live, there's a lot of questions coming in for Henry Winkler coming to Terrificon.
Are they coming to Terrificon?
They're coming to Terrificon.
Of course.
And the questions are coming in, and this is a big deal you're coming to.
Yeah,
huge, man. Get to meet people I would not normally say hello to. People who have supported me.
Right.
And, that's why, like, there's a table, and on the table are my books and my pictures and stuff. So I stand on the other side of the table. I don't sit behind the table. So that I really get to look these people in the eye.
That's cool.
And meet them and thank them for being so wonderful to me over the 43 years.
That's funny. I said that's cool, but then I thought, it's Fonzie. Of course it's going to be cool.
Of course it's going to be cool, yeah.
Right. Yeah, right.
Whoa. Yeah, cool.
Right. Mundo. Oh. But then, kids come for the books. Then there are people who only know me from Scream or Waterboy, Arrested Development. And now Barry on HBO, we were nominated for 13 Emmys in our first year.
Or how about I'm the Fonz shirt.
Right, so. He did.
You still wear it?
It would not even fit over my arm.
It'd be like underwear now. Yeah.
Do you still have it?
That I wish, because I would go there and ask you to sign it.
But you know what? No one ever mentions the movie Heroes with you and Harrison Ford.
No, you know what? No one ever does.
Every time I hear Carrie.
I'm sorry. Someone just did.
Every time I hear Carrie on Wayward Son, I think of that movie.
That song was only supposed to be a temporary song. And when we screened it with that song, people loved it so much that they finally bought it for the movie.
I love when he harassed the bus driver.
The
bus driver was like hated him. Right?
Jumped on the front of the windshield.
The guy goes to take get a jelly donut. And he goes, are you going to get that? You going to eat that? You're going to get fat. And the guy just takes it like just bites into it like I'm going to kill you.
But, originally I auditioned with Meryl Streep.
Wow.
She just graduated from school.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Now, a second time I thought, oh, my God, I'm in the presence of greatness.
Her beauty, Henry, had to be distracting.
But you know what? It was not just the beauty.
It's the intelligence, the whole
aura. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Came into the room, and the wind that she created walking into a room moved furniture.
Really? Wow. I've done that at Taco Bell, but go ahead.
And Universal would not let us hire her.
Really?
And why?
Really.
Why?
And then, so we auditioned again, and then all of a sudden, Sally Field came up, and she was transitioning from television comedy into being the actress that she is now.
Right,
and
the fine
that
nun.
Was
right.
Amazing.
Sister Betrayal, yeah.
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 Holy smokes. Yeah. All right, let's go to some questions on Facebook Live.
Sure.
Phil?
A lot of people, Brian and Jeff, were the first to ask if you still have the motorcycle and if you can explain the year, make, and model of it.
Okay. The motorcycle... this is the greatest thing about that motorcycle. It was the same motorcycle that was used to jump the fence in The Great Escape by Steve McQueen.
Really?
He rode that motorcycle.
Oh, nice.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, it was a Triumph.
Triumph Bonneville,
right? Number three, that's all I know about it, because to this day, I don't ride motorcycles.
I think it was a Triumph Bonneville, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what? They could be, and it should live in health.
So all
it was just bought for $90,000
really?
In some auction for somebody.
Sick.
I have one of the jackets, one of the five jackets that were made. I do have one of those.
Nice.
So the scenes we saw you riding the motorcycle, I mean, you're
okay,
really...
Okay, so that's why I went to drama school. Am I not a great actor or what?
Yeah, great.
I was going to touch on that a little bit because, my first time ever seeing Henry Winkler is as the Fonz.
Right.
So
right.
I think of you as this tough guy who talks like, hey.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right. So I see you do an interview and I realize, wow, this guy is a brilliant actor.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I thought you were just.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because you sold that.
You did. You
but
did.
You're Yale educated, brilliant actor, and every role you do, people are completely convinced you're that person.
Yes.
Well, you know what it was when I was at Yale Drama School in New Haven? It was the Pepe's Pizza.
Yes.
You know what
did
I mean?
You really go there, or are you referencing
I really
that?
Did. I went there for 3 years. I have a master's degree from Yale because I honestly thought I don't want to be a flash in the pan. Whatever I do, I would like to have a career where this is the way I can earn my living. And thank the heavens, thank the Lord, it worked out that way.
But you're smart enough to make your own luck.
Yeah, and he returned also because Gary has a picture of him with Vons and with Henry Winkler at Pepe.
AJ can't get it right.
AJ does not know you as Henry Winkler.
I'm sorry, you're always a Fonz to me, but
you know what? As long as people watch the other things, you know, right now you can watch my new show with Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live, called Barry on HBO Go. And we're going to start the second season September 13th.
Smooth.
Henry Winkler on Facebook Live and on our podcast. Coming
you mean
to
I only get one question?
No.
Oh, no. We're going back.
There's
Facebook
more.
Live.
There's more.
Phil?
Kyle from Long Island says, in the age of reboots, do you think anyone would be open to see a Happy Days reboot?
You know, I have to say, I think that it would work. What is most difficult is the most important thing about a show is the cast. And if they got a wonderful cast together, I think it would work. Can you hold for 1 minute? I have to open the gate. I'm here by myself.
Is that code for something?
Don't go away.
Okay. Henry Winkler has to go open the gate.
Yeah. Right, right.
I feel like that's the floodgate.
Now.
Okay. That was less than a minute.
Why didn't you just jump over it on your motorcycle?
You know, I was going to, except that I don't ride a motorcycle.
Couldn't you just take your fist and hit the wall and the gate will open?
That's a water ski over.
You can do that. Anybody can do that. If you're standing next to a jukebox,
right,
and you open and you hit the jukebox to start it,
right.
And you got a guy in the back named Bob who plugs it in at the same time.
So you need Bob.
You know how many jukeboxes were broken because of
Bob.
It?
Right.
Yeah, Bob is the attachment. You know what I think would be a great idea would be if you guys had an episode of Happy Days now, like 43 years and whatever years later, where Fonzie is now, I don't know, he's been selling cars or something like that, like with the leather jacket, and like all the surviving members and like where they are in their life now.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I would like that. I'd like to know that question too.
Yeah, where are they now?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are they now?
Curious.
Let's go
you
to
know
another.
What? I have to tell you something. When I was starting, there were there are a lot of actors when you begin, and they want to psych you out, or they don't help you, or they want the part you've got.
Yeah.
And secretly, I think to myself, where are they now?
Right, like Chuck. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, Chuck, I'll tell you exactly where. The first Chuck.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
do you know
decided,
who Chuck is, Pam?
No.
Chuck was in the first season.
Richie's brother played basketball.
And
Richie's
so he probably.
That's
so
right.
My guess was they did a test on the show and they were like, he doesn't test well, get him out.
Oh, was
no,
he supposed to
true.
Be the
no,
original
really.
Fonz?
Here's what happened.
Well, we're going to find out what really happened to Chuck.
All right. The first Chuck all of a sudden decided, I don't want to be an actor anymore.
Wow.
And left the show.
He chucked it.
And went down to San Diego and sells insurance, I think.
Wow, Chuck's insurance.
The second Chuck was this wonderful actor. And what they found was that the Fonz was becoming the older brother. And they couldn't write for two older brothers.
Gotcha.
So they sent Chuck upstairs. He said, hey, I'm going to go upstairs and do my homework now. And then he went to college and never came home.
Right. I only remember Chuck saying one thing where he turned around. He's bouncing the basketball in the house, and Mr. C goes to him, what I tell you about bouncing the basketball in the house? He goes, all right, Dad. That's the only thing he said.
All right.
And he said it well, didn't he?
He did.
Now,
all
you
right,
know what would
Dad.
Be hysterical is if they never addressed it. So Chuck goes upstairs
they
to his
never
room.
Never addressed it.
And then he's just gone. And then at the end, the very last episode, he comes down.
Happy Days Now. When they have Happy Days Now, someone's buying the Cunningham's house, right. And all of a sudden Chuck's comes from the attic.
Yeah.
And he walks down the stairs and he goes, hey, Mom. I'm hungry.
He's all at Macy's. He's got a really long white beard and the basketball shot.
Mm.
Oh, right. The basketball is deflated.
Exactly.
And he hasn't had a snack in 43 years.
Yeah, he's been living on long beard.
He's been living on mice and dust.
Henry Winkler's on. We have another question from Facebook.
Henry, a lot of fans of Better Late Than Never. Peter wants to know if there are going to be more episodes.
We had the greatest time traveling across the world. And we're in early, early stages of negotiations. Maybe. NBC wasn't sure that we should do a third one. So you have to write NBC and say, bring back Better Late Than Never.
All right. Holy crap.
You know what to do, folks. Right. Start writing right now.
Yeah. Stop listening. Write.
Well,
and
no,
then
keep,
go
no,
right
wait,
to
wait until we're done with the podcast. No, you can listen while you're doing it.
Yeah. Of course you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some people who can do two things.
Multitask.
At once.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then a third thing, show up at the SuperCon.
Okay.
Terrific Con.
You were close.
Very close.
It's going to be super.
SuperCon. Well, a terrific con is super, is it not?
It is. It should be called SuperCon.
It's Super Terrific Con.
Exactly.
It's Super Terrific Con.
It's whatever the Fonz wants, okay?
Yeah.
And what town is it in?
It's Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, there you go. It's a town itself.
It's like its own city.
Uncasville.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So is there a favorite Happy Days episode or a least favorite Happy
well,
Days episode?
Well, you know, we got a letter from a school of wayward boys in Massachusetts. And they said, you know, everybody loves the Fonz here. These kids are tough. They don't show any emotion. Could you have the Fonz show emotion? And maybe that will turn the boys around.
I know which one you're talking about.
And then we did an episode where Richie got into a crash, I think, on the motorcycle.
He wiped out, and Fonzie cried.
That's right. I talked to God.
You were talking to God.
And I cried.
Could you do it for me?
Yes. And that episode.
Oh, you remember everything.
I remember because I started crying also. I'm like, oh, my God, Fonzie's crying.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, how that episode came to be.
And then all of a sudden, Richie starts talking, and the music is just kind of fading down. All of a sudden, Richie opens his eyes. And
that's
he's like,
right.
And he's like, finally, like, oh, my God. And the music kicks up. Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
And then Richie starts to levitate off the bed.
Hey, that part you made up. Okay, that part you made up. I was watching.
I made that up.
I was watching that part.
Ron, that would have been cool.
Yeah, it would really cool.
Yeah, but. Yeah. You know, Ron Howard can actually do that in real life. He is such a powerful fellow.
He is unbelievable.
So great at what he does.
He is very.
He can levitate.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Did that fall under the favorite or least favorite?
Oh, my gosh. That's my fave.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, huge acting ability, man. He's crying.
Least favorite?
My least favorite, well, except for one scene, was selling the encyclopedias.
Oh, yeah.
Because that around that time of the show, it started to get really crazy and silly and kind of like, you know, it went off the rails a little bit.
Yeah. Now, what is that? Is that so Chachi was a good thing, right?
That was the eighth or ninth year.
What year did Chachi come in?
Chachi came in the seventh year because Ron Howard called me up. There was a phone booth on stage 19 by the door, by the big, quiet door.
Yeah.
Next to the donuts. And they said, oh, you got a phone call, Henry. And I went up, and it was Ron Howard calling me. It was the beginning of the seventh season. He said, look, I want you to hear it before the press. I'm not coming back.
Oh, okay. That's when he split.
I looked at the phone, and I thought, my life is over.
Yeah.
Because I have such an incredible connection to this actor. And then they found Scott Baio.
Yeah.
He came in. He was wonderful. And, we kept going for the next three and a half years.
Yeah, Rich was like in the service, something like that, and Lori Beth would like stay on the show.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Spike, what happened to Spike?
Right. I don't know.
He just disappeared.
No, I've never heard from him. I've never heard about him. I don't know what happened to him.
That was the greatest when you brought Spike in, because they were babysitting. The guys were babysitting. The kids were just complete monsters. So
yes,
you couldn't beat up a kid, but you brought Spike in
right
as the threat. And it's like, if I hear one more of this, if I hear one more of that, and like Spike would like he like stepped on like Potsy's foot or something like that. If whatever, and he's like anything that would happen, basically Spike would straighten it out. It was awesome.
You know what is amazing? I am going to make you the official Happy Days historian. I do not know. I have been doing this
you just
a
made
long
his life.
Time. I don't know anyone who remembers in such detail. I don't even remember in such detail every episode. I'm taking my hat off at this moment on the phone to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Whoa.
It's an honor.
I hear angels singing for AJ.
AJ, I forgot to record this.
I will take I will kill you. Not you. No. our producer, Phil, I mean.
But then Henry will pray to God.
I will take that honor. Shut up, I'm talking to him. My one damn thing.
Did you hear what Pam said?
No.
I did not because everybody was talking at once.
Yeah.
I said, but if AJ kills producer Phil, then Henry will just pray to God and cry
right,
and then bring our producer back.
Right.
And there you go.
Exactly.
And now let me ask you a question. Are you coming to the Terrific Con?
I have to now.
We would not miss it.
I have to meet you.
Yeah.
Okay.
AJ is the in his role as the official historian of Happy Days.
I have to.
Esteemed by Henry Winkler.
I have to get
the
a picture.
Fonz.
I have to get a picture with him.
Needs to be
you
there.
Know what? I look forward to that.
So do I.
You're the best.
Awesome.
Every time we talk to you, we get off and we're like, wow, we just talked to one of our superheroes growing up.
I'll be floating all weekend.
And he not only lived up to the image of the superhero,
yeah,
but he was even more.
And a nice
super
guy.
Thank you.
A nice person, yes.
And will you all watch Barry now on HBO?
Of
Go?
Course.
Of course.
Of course.
See,
that was a gimme.
You didn't just sell Terrific Con, you sold Henry Winkler.
Right.
He's a pro.
Absolutely.
Yep.
AJ, is there anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to go see him at Terrific Con.
Okay.
Henry, so great to talk to you.
What a pleasure to chat with you. This was so much fun.
Thank you.
All right, we will see you at Terrific Con, Henry Winkler. We're linking up to all things Henry at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com so you can look up everything. And I suggest you do that.
Yeah,
thank you, Henry.
Thank you.
Winkler, the Fonz. Hey,
all right.
Thank you, Henry.
The pleasure. Have the most wonderful weekend.
You too. Right, thank you so much. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Well, that was awesome.
Oh,
are you leaving
God.
That on? Are we still on?
Yeah.
We're still on.
Yeah.
Excellent. Whew, that was something.
Whoa.
I wanted to ask him about a couple things, but it would be a little bit of a bring me down. One was, you know what ended that show? The A-Team.
Yeah.
And I remember the promo. Mr. T came on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Fonzie. Your happy days are over.
I remember that, yes.
They designed that show to go right up against Happy Days,
yep.
And that was the beginning of the end of Happy Days.
Yeah.
Hey, Fonzie, your happy days are over.
Yeah. What a pleasure.
Oh, jeez.
I have to go now. You know what?
You
do?
Feeling?
I have to. I have to. I'm down. Yeah,
did you hear what Henry Winkler said? And we were so excited. We were talking and we stepped on him. But he said, I have done this for a long time and I have never, ever in my life met someone who knows so many episodes, who knows every episode and every line.
Every detail.
As you.
Yeah.
Then he says, I deem you the official Happy Days historian.
Then he took his hat off to me.
It is decreed.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. He has a degree from the Yale Drama School.
Yes.
Right? Yale School of Drama. And he says, I take my hat off to you.
It's a good feeling.
Pretty amazing.
Yep.
Really nice.
I should probably sit down
all that knowledge.
I passed two notes to Chaz during this interview. One was a lot of people also wanted to know about the water boy.
I wanted
to bring up the thing and scream because he was the principal who gets gutted and they hang him
from the
uprights on the football field.
You don't want that.
That torture, it was tormenting me when I was a kid. But the other one that I sent over to him was, we have to have AJ recreate when Fonzie goes blind and puts together his motorcycle again, because he was saying how you remember everything.
Yeah.
We spent an hour where you basically went through the entire episode, like line by line dialogue.
Yeah, but because what happened was Richie took the bike apart. you know, in order to intimidate him to get back to living again because he was starting to feel sorry for himself. And he's like walking, goes, I can't believe he did this. You know, Richie, blah, blah, blah. And he's like putting things back together again. Yeah, yeah. What about what?
What is happening?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a couple of times when the motorcycle was used to intimidate Fonzie. You know, I remember the one time when Fonzie said he couldn't walk. When he crashed the motorcycle, and he said he couldn't walk. And then, someone said they took his the motorcycle. Something about the motorcycle happened. Oh yeah, someone just ran over your motorcycle, and he turned around, and he got up like what? You know? Yeah.
Right. Unbelievable.
I love it.
Oh my God. All right.
Did I talk too much?
The audio will be up as a podcast. And then we'll take some of it and rebroadcast the best stuff on the show Monday. Henry Winkler coming to Terrificon Friday through Sunday. So a week from today.
Yes.
Friday, August 17th through Sunday, August 19th. Thank you for watching. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there.
Whoa.
Phil's over there.
Hey.
Megan's behind the camera. Web Meg.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Yay.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.